a community bank, and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's the CSC Sports Journal here on WQ Country. I'm host Dave Collins, and we've got a student athlete in here tonight. Can't wait for you guys to get to learn and meet more about Mr. Wilson Yee, first year with the Chadron State football program. And if you were listening to the game on Saturday, you heard about Wilson's big kick. Wilson, thanks for being in here in the studio. Good to have you. How are you doing today?
Of course, Dave. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Good. It is. This is going to be a treat. You nailed a 61-yard field goal in Saturday's game. When it left the foot and you looked up, did you know it was good?
Absolutely. I felt like, as I said after the game on Saturday, that we operated cleanly, and I felt like I could just let my training take over. And when I saw it get to the top, I didn't really have any doubts about it. I felt really good about my steps and my execution in that. So,
are you a golfer, Wilson?
I'm not, actually, but many have told me that that's something that I should be getting into, because mentally it's very similar. And it's funny you mention that, because I've studied a lot of sports psychology books that mention golf, and but I've yet to really have a whole lot of time to get into it, but perhaps one day.
The reason I ask is part of that mentality part, where, you know, when you're taught in golf, you keep looking at the ball when you hit it on the tee, and, you know, golfers want to hit that huge drive and watch it go 400 sure. yards or whatnot. As a kicker, are you guys taught, and is it hard when you're looking at 61 yards to keep your eyes down at that football and see it go through, or are you tempted a little bit to bring the chin up and watch it sail?
Yeah, it's head discipline is a big thing about mechanics, and it's something that I've worked on every part of my mechanics at some point, but you want to be as natural as possible. You want to feel good, you know, and there's a fundamental hitch about bringing the head up too early, and there's also one about bringing it up too late. So the general rule of thumb, I think, is to try to follow the ball with your eyes the best you can, and that always doesn't work out to the tee, you know, but obviously I think I have been really good this season, especially about you know, being disciplined with the eyes and not letting it get into my upper body mechanics, and staying tall through the kick and following it with my eyes and less my head, you know. So it's a little different than that golfing standpoint, whereas, like, yes, if I do bring my head down, then I start to crunch over the ball and when we get low ball flight and things like that. But I like to be as natural as possible, I guess, is to really summarize how that works for me.
Interesting to hear from the kicker's perspective what it's like when you approach that ball, and especially at 61 yards. Were you nervous on Saturday at all when you saw your number called and heard you were going to go out and try that big kick?
Yeah, there's always some nerves behind it. I think if you're not nervous, you're crazy. But at the end of the day, if you know that you've trained as hard as you possibly can and you've done everything you know how to do on your drill work, and you really focus on swinging freely and being natural, confidence will overcome that little bit of nerves. Absolutely. And I think at that point you can use the nerves to benefit you at some point. You know, you can put a little extra into the ball. You can time it up just right when you know that extra set of motivation is there.
Wilson Yee with us here. CSC kicker blasted a 61-yarder on Saturday's game. I still can't believe how confidently and how much extra yardage was on that kick. That would have been good for probably 65, which Jay told a story in the Jay Long Show yesterday. You made a couple in practice, and he said he thinks you kind of had your eye on him, making sure he was knowing that you made those 65-yarders and you kicked an extra one to sort of make sure the head coach knew, hey, I can do this.
Absolutely. And as a kicker, you always want to have as many tools in your bag as possible. And in my opinion, like, the long kicks are really kind of the icing on the cake. And if you can get them, that's great. And that's something that can be very beneficial, I think, for a football team in the grand aspect of any kind of football game. But where I would say the bread and butter, where the money is made, is obviously the short kicks. So you look back at the kicks on just Saturday, we had 25 left hash, 34 left hash, and then 61 left hash. And that was probably the fifth time in my career, dating back even like through high school, that I had been put in to try a 50-plus field goal. And not even talking about 60-plus, just 50-plus. And kind of going back to that mentality aspect, is that when I started to treat every rep the same, things just got better. But yeah, to go back to your point, when you have that ability, I think it's good to know it's like, hey, this is something that we can pull out in a game, and it's something that I think benefits everybody on the football team.
So whether it's 61 or 21 yards, the mentality, pretty much the same thing. Sure. As you go in?
Sure, absolutely. My thing is timing it up, making good contact, and swinging freely. And if I do at least two or three of those things, I'm giving myself a pretty good shot.
Hanging out with Wilson Yee today on the CSC Sports Journal. How'd it feel when you saw it go through and confirm that you nailed this big field goal? What'd the guys say to you on the field and on the sideline down there?
It was obviously all the reactions were very positive, and I was very grateful for everybody's support, not just on Saturday, but through fall camp and arriving here. I was welcomed very warmly, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without any of that. And I've experienced kind of the other half of that in other places, and I can't stress enough what that means. As far as how it felt when it went through, it is what it is. You know, you go out there. For me, I expect to achieve the result that I want. And obviously, in practicality, that doesn't always happen.
Sure.
But I know that I've trained hard enough, and that our operation, like on Saturday, it was Ryder True and Brody Eisenbrown holding. You know, we all worked so hard to be incredibly precise that, yeah, when we go out there to do our job, we expect the proper result. And I think that makes all the difference.
Amazing. It was a phenomenal moment. Did you know it was a record when you kicked it? Did anybody tell you right away, or did you have an idea like, hey, I might have just set a new mark?
I try not to think about things like that, and I try to get task-oriented while it's happening. You know, afterwards, I think someone on the sideline said something. I think they announced it or something, but I think about, okay, this is the kick that's in front of me, and that's great, whether it's a record or not. I'm super blessed that it is a record. That's something that, you know, I'll carry with me for the rest of my career, no doubt. But in the moment, you think, me personally, I think about getting the job done over setting records, you know, even looking good sometimes. You know, I said something about it, I think, after the game as well, is that I would rather be effective than I would be, you know, pretty. So, but if you can be pretty in the meantime, that's terrific. So
that's kind of the ultimate combo, right?
Right.
You succeed, you look good while doing it.
For sure.
So then that leads me to ask, what's the ugliest field goal you've ever made? Is there one that just came off like sideways, or was just,
oh yeah,
just, yeah, what's one of those kicks that you're thinking, I don't know how that went in, but it did?
Yeah,
and that's all that matters.
Playing some games in Southern Kansas, where at my junior college, you get some really hellacious weather. And I was a starter during the spring season for 2021. That was technically my true freshman year, but that was the COVID season when that conference didn't play the fall, but we played seven games that spring. And when I had to transfer to my first institution, that's where I was. And because the weather things work a little differently in the spring than they do in the fall. You know, it was a very unique season, a very unique set of circumstances that I was dealing with.
Yeah.
And there were some, like against Dodge City, my true freshman year playing for Independence, I kicked like five field goals in a game with a strong, cold crosswind, you know, from right to left. And the ball starts spinning sideways, going through. But I think I hit one from 43 that went up straight to the top and then started helicoptering and went straight up in the middle. But at the end of the day, it's especially in weather like that, I'd be like, you know, good ball, go, like, kickoff team. And like I say, just being effective, I think, sometimes beats being pretty.
Wild, man. What an experience to hear about. What was it? You know, what was that season? You talked about the differences in kind of on the field, but going through that season like that, the spring, a unique year for sure. Tell us a little bit about how that was coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, that was I was very grateful to have that spring season because things at my first institution weren't working out, and I had to transfer out in the fall. And Independence CC was the only place that contacted me and they wanted to take a chance on me, and I took that opportunity. It was much different going through fall camp in January, for sure, but it was obviously a very unique time for everybody. I don't think everybody was in a routine in the winter of 2021.
Yeah.
So I got back on my feet really quickly, and we had a really, really great season there in Independence. So, and then the flip side of that coin was that it was a really quick turnaround for the next season, and the body didn't take that super well, you know. So the next fall, I didn't do a whole lot, but once we really got back onto a routine, things started panning out.
Yeah, Wilson Yee with us here tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. What's your dream kick scenario for Shadron State? You know, you're in the uniform. You're kind of, what's that cool moment that you think about, the dream kick you'd have for the Eagles?
Obviously, I like all of them. I there was a quote that I encountered in a book I was reading that said, winners have to learn to win with the swing they've brought to the course that day. It was a golf book, like we were saying.
Yeah.
So I love all of them, but I've never hit a walk-off winner before. You know, I've never been in that situation. That would be a really terrific thing to do. I think from anywhere would be really terrific. At that point, it doesn't matter if it's a, you know, an extra point from 20 yards or if it's a 60-plus yard field goal. That's something that I am certain is within my capability. And if I had to dream a perfect scenario about me being valuable as a kicker, I think it'd be that one, you know, down by one or two, or even down by three, just to elongate the game.
Yeah, the game winner is always a great choice and something that I hope we give you the chance to do this year, to get that game-winning kick, Wilson. And let's learn a little bit more about you. Very unique guy. And, I, you know, before the season started, I hear about, hey, have you heard about this new kicker? He does this and this, and he's a great kicker. And, you know, so you're kind of getting some buzz around town before the season, and I'm finally glad I got a chance to meet you. But first, you're from our recruiting area, Littleton, just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Correct.
So you big Broncos fan? Down there, and you know, what kickers do you follow in the league or college? Or
I was a big Broncos fan when Peyton Manning was there. I thought that was a really, really great time to be a Broncos fan.
I know things were rough on Sunday, but
they were very rough. But after that, I stopped following professional football, because when Peyton Manning retired, I wasn't a football player. I was a soccer player, and I didn't start playing football real seriously until halfway through my sophomore year of high school. And then when that happened, I started following different kickers, and kind of when I was learning fundamentals. And I still do the same, and I've had the privilege of learning under a couple. There's a guy named Chris Nagar, who's in our training group back home with Matt Thompson, who is a just tremendous, tremendous kicking coach, and I'm very grateful to have him in Broomfield. But Chris is a pro free agent. He spent some time with the Cowboys, and he spent some time with the Browns, and he's with us training, and he's given me some very unique insight. Dean Faithful, who kicked with CSU Pueblo,
yeah,
was obviously, he came over from Great Britain, an international player, and he's in his mid to upper 30s now. He's in the CFL now. He was drafted second overall in the international draft this year, and I've had a great privilege of studying with him and under him multiple times, you know, this past offseason and even before that when he was still at CSU Pueblo. And traveling around the nation for some camps, you know, you encounter some professional starters. Like I encountered Matt Amendola at a camp, who was with the Jets for a few years, and now he's been bouncing around. And all these guys have very, very different things that they do to bring them to their fundamentals, you know. And that's what I think is really great about kicking. So recently, I've been following a lot. I've been watching a lot of my own tape and see, okay, how to, again, about being natural. What is the best way for me to achieve the fundamentals? And obviously the fundamentals are very important, and yeah, some people do the fundamentals better than other. But at the end of the day, you have to be natural, because if you're not natural, you know, things start to go pretty wrong.
So how did kicking footballs become natural for you and in transitioning from soccer? It's amazing to hear you started kicking footballs. You were a sophomore in high school. How did all that come about? Were you just out kicking in the classic story of the coach says, Hey, can I get that guy on my side too, to your soccer coach? Or how did it all come about, you starting to play football so late?
It wasn't exactly like that, which I would like for it to be, because the coach and I, we still have a relationship to this day, my first coach. Going out through high school, I really wanted to go to the Air Force Academy. And that was my primary goal. I wanted to go to the Air Force Academy, and I wanted a pilot slot out of the Air Force. I started flying when I was 12, and I wanted to be a pilot. But specifically, I wanted to go to the Air Force Academy. And we were sitting around one day with joking around with my dad. And when I was really little, he bought me a Wizard Sticks holder. And I never used it. It sat in my toy box for years.
Yeah.
And he had told me, because I wasn't getting a whole lot of minutes on the soccer field, and I probably wasn't going to be Division I ready to play soccer. And definitely not play soccer at the Air Force Academy, because they're very good. And my dad, in kind of a joking fashion, dad and I both kind of in joking fashion, would say, hey, you want to get in the Air Force Academy, go kick a football. And I kind of brushed it off at first, and then I thought about it, and I'll give it a shot. And I went to our local field, and I really liked it. And I can't explain from there. I contacted the football coach. He said, "Yeah, come to our off-season workouts. Well, we have a senior that we'd love for you to learn under, and things like that." And he's still my best friend to this day, Vincenzo Cerini. So that's more or less how it started, and that was ultimately my end goal. And it did work out at that time, and then things at the academy didn't work out for me, and that's why I ended up in Independence. But yeah, that's how football started. I wanted to get into school.
Wow, amazing to hear how some of the late bloomers, if you will, to football come in and they're so successful. Like we saw with you hitting a 61 yarder on Saturday. Wilson Yee is our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. So you mentioned flying. Are you still piloting and flying around?
I am. I'm working on all my commercial certificates. I got my private when I was 17 and I was a junior in high school. And I've been doing enough, I think, to stay current. It's like every time I go back home, I try to get up and stay current, stay proficient. But I'm really focused on football because I really love doing it. I love kicking, and it's something that I'm not going to be able to do forever. And it's opportunities that may come up now may never come up again. That's not just how flying works exactly. You know, there's things I can do later to catch up on that. At least this is how I see it. I may find out the hard way that this isn't the truth, as I've done before. But I believe that football is really something I needed to put on my front burner because I had a supreme ultimate motivation to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it was all of us out there, everyone that puts on a Shadron uniform or puts on a football uniform in general sacrifices something. And that's one of the things that I've had to sacrifice putting a lot of time into, which is not easy, not something that I necessarily enjoy, but the joys that football and the satisfaction I think that kicking footballs brings me is right now is kind of overweighing that negative feeling.
Boy, you keep booming 61 yarders, you'll have that opportunity to show some higher levels what you can do. And boy, it'd be great to see you get those opportunities and to take advantage of those as well. Our brand new kicker, Wilson Yee, here in the studio tonight for the CSC Sports Journal. So you kick footballs great. You fly planes. I hear you're quite the piano player as well, and maybe even sing too. Tell us about your musical talent.
A little bit. I didn't want to take painting in high school. I didn't want to take visual art because I had no interest in it and had no skills with it. And so I took music instead as to fulfill a fine art credit. And somehow or another, I got a cheap little Casio keyboard and started picking out notes on the keyboard. And I'm like, well, things got a lot easier. Things started to progress very naturally. And I started being able to play music that I grew up on and really enjoyed. And I told people down at the Bean that music was just a joke that took off on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually a music minor at CSC and I really enjoy it. And so for the first 5 years of my musical career, I never studied music, never took lessons or anything. So my first piano lesson was a little unique, I would say. So
are you still, I guess now during football season, pretty tough to get down there on open mic night
for
singing
sure.
Piano, right? But do you have some plans to kind of get back there on stage?
I do, yeah. I'm actually playing at the Bean Broker after our homecoming game. So we've got that set up, and I'm pretty dedicated to fulfilling that obligation.
Boy, that's awesome, fans. After homecoming, head down and
I think it's a Fort Lewis game. Or,
Yeah. So hopefully you'll get your game-winning kick that day, right? Your dream kick, your game-winning kick, and then you go down and play for the fans and for the folks down at the Bean. That'd be just an amazing day.
That'd be a terrific day. I don't think I could draw it up any better.
Man, that'd be great. Wilson, this has been a lot of fun getting to know you, share your story with our fans. Heck of a kick on Saturday, man. It was incredible. Congrats on the record, and thanks for sharing time with us this week as you get ready to take on Colorado Mines. lines. We appreciate it. And fans, go out and watch him kick. He's amazing and a great person, great guy to talk to as well. Wilson, thanks so much.
Dave, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above-average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.